Welcome to the second edition of the SISM podcast, your regular update from the world of military sport. In this episode, we look back at a particularly important period for SISM. From the successful General Assembly in Monaco to major sporting events, strategic partnerships, and preparations for future military world games, the organization continues to move forward with ambition and unity. Let's dive into the highlights.
The biggest story of the past weeks comes from Monaco, where more than 80 member nations gathered for the 81st SISM General Assembly and Congress. The event brought together military sport leaders from around the world for a full week of discussions, elections, strategic planning, and important decisions for the future of the organization. Among the key outcomes was the re-election of Navy Captain Roberto Recchia as SISM Secretary General and Colonel Sven Saray as SISM Treasurer General. Delegates also elected new members to the Board of Directors, reinforcing the organization's commitment to strong governance and balanced continental representation.
And Monaco wasn't only about elections. Several major agreements were signed there as well.
Exactly. One of the most significant milestones was the official signing of the agreement awarding the 2029 Military World Summer Games to the state of Qatar. This decision confirms the next chapter of SISM's flagship multi-sport event and launches a new phase of coordination between Qatar and SISM. Another important agreement was signed with Armenia, which will host the 82nd General Assembly and Congress in Yerevan in 2027. Together, these decisions show that planning for the future is already well underway.
Speaking of the future, preparations are also accelerating for the next Military World Games in the United States.
They certainly are. In April, a high-level SISM delegation traveled to Charlotte and the Carolinas to conduct a comprehensive coordination visit for the 2027 Military World Summer Games. Led by SISM President Colonel Nilton Rolam and Secretary General Navy Captain Roberto Recchia, the delegation reviewed venues, operational plans, and organizational readiness. The visit confirmed that preparations are progressing strongly for what will be the first Military World Games ever hosted in the United States. The Games are scheduled for June and July 2027 and are expected to bring together thousands of military athletes from around the globe.
Let's move from planning to competition. The 2026 sports season continues to gain momentum.
And it's doing so in impressive fashion. Portugal hosted the inaugural Military Ultra Trail Marathon Challenge, introducing ultra-trail running to the SISM sports program. The demanding 50-kilometer course tested endurance, resilience, and determination while promoting international camaraderie among participants. Turkey then welcomed the third World Military Half Marathon Championship, where athletes delivered outstanding performances. The event produced a new SISM half marathon record thanks to Ali Kaya of Turkey and showcased the remarkable level of military endurance sport. Meanwhile, France hosted the third Military Rugby Sevens Challenge, bringing together athletes from seven nations. The host nation enjoyed particular success, winning both the men's and women's competitions. Beyond the results, the event highlighted once again how military sport creates connections through respect, teamwork, and fair competition.
And the season is far from over.
Not at all. Attention now turns to upcoming World Military Championships in equestrian sport, archery, and basketball, as well as the Functional Fitness Challenge in the Netherlands. These events will continue to strengthen international military cooperation while showcasing sporting excellence across a wide range of disciplines.
Monaco also provided an opportunity to celebrate achievement beyond competition.
That's right. One of the highlights was the recognition of the first graduates of the SISM Executive Course. Participants from across the four continents received official badges and certificates after successfully completing the inaugural edition of the program. The initiative reflects SISM's growing investment in education, leadership development, and institutional knowledge. The General Assembly also honored the 2025 Athletes of the Year and introduced several newly selected presidents of SISM sports committees who will guide their disciplines in the coming years.
Education continues to be an important pillar of the organization.
Absolutely. Looking ahead, Brazil will host the 23rd SISM International Symposium in 2027. The agreement was officially signed in Monaco and marks another step forward in promoting academic exchange, innovation, and cooperation within military sport. Meanwhile, Egypt successfully organized the first equestrian behavior course at the CISM-accredited International Center for Equestrian Training and Development in Cairo. The course brought together riders, coaches, and specialists from several countries and focused on modern training methods, horse welfare, and performance development.
Another area where CISM continues to expand is partnerships.
And several important developments took place recently. At headquarters in Brussels, CISM signed a Memorandum of Understanding with the European Fair Play Movement. The agreement formalizes a strategic partnership dedicated to promoting ethics, fair play, peace, and mutual understanding through sport. CISM also strengthened cooperation with the Hellenic Paralympic Committee. Discussions focused on inclusion, athlete development, and the continued integration of para sport into future CISM activities, including the 2027 Military World Games. These initiatives demonstrate the organization's commitment to ensuring that military sport remains open, inclusive, and values-driven.
Before we close, we should take a moment to remember an important figure in CISM history.
Indeed, the entire CISM family was deeply saddened by the passing of Colonel Hamad Kalkaba Malboum, former president of CISM from 2010 to 2014. A respected military officer and internationally recognized sports leader, he devoted much of his life to the promotion of sport, peace, and international cooperation. His legacy continues to inspire generations across the global military sports community.
And finally, a quick reminder for member nations.
The deadline for the 2026 membership fee remains the 30th of June. Countries are encouraged to regularize their situation before the deadline to avoid the surcharge established under CISM regulations.
From Monaco to Charlotte, from competition fields to classrooms, CISM continues to demonstrate that military sport is about far more than medals. It is about leadership, cooperation, friendship, and peace. Thank you for joining us for the second edition of the CISM podcast. We'll be back soon with more news from across the global military sports community. Friendship through sport.